Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Think Loud Podcast.
Welcome to the Think Loud Crew Podcast, where it's three moms getting real with our daily lives and our WTF moments, and that's the best intro I can do. This week, we have a very special guest.
Me!
It's Ryder!
Ryder's here. And Shannon's out. No, just kidding.
Shannon is actually took a week vacation with Parker.
They're gone for a week?
Yeah, I think they get back today.
Oh.
So it's like 5 days.
It's a good trip.
That's a nice, you know, to me, that's a week.
Yeah.
So,
Shannon and Parker are living their lives out in Miami. And Ryder, we thought this was a good opportunity to have Ryder on the podcast with us. Right? Has her baby Marshmallow. If you're not watching on YouTube, Marshmallow's in the podcast studio with us also. So welcome, yes. Ryder and Marshmallow.
Welcome, welcome. Marshmallow gets around, y'all.
She does.
Marshmallow was at the nail salon with us yesterday. Marshmallow has gone on trips.
Marshmallow has been on many planes. It's quite interesting.
It's like her support doll.
Marshmallow's like my real baby.
Oh.
Real, okay. Real.
Do you have a baby that's like a fake baby or...
No.
Okay, great. Okay.
All my toys are my. I'm the mayor and they're all my people, right?
I'm the mayor and they're all my people.
Never heard her say that before.
Me either.
Wow.
That's how you feel about your toys?
Every holiday, I scream in my room and tell them that the holidays are. Like on Thanksgiving, I told them, it's Thanksgiving!
Oh, okay.
So this is like some real Toy Story.
I was going to say, I feel like she's in Toy Story.
Ryder, have you seen Toy Story?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just checking.
What are you thinking? I see Buzz Lightyear and Woody in person with Buzz since Milo's birthday.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Are yes, you were very
That
right.
was years ago.
Good memory.
Well, not too many years. She's only three, but.
Still.
That is like, I think that was like her first birthday.
Yeah, she was 21 years old. Her second birthday, we went to Disneyland, and we singed with Poodle, her favorite character.
Oh, right. So, Ryder, I put up a picture of you on my Snapchat, and I asked everybody to send me questions that they wanted me to ask you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, so, of course, they wanted to do some of the basic questions. So let's knock out some of the basics first. These are really easy questions, okay?
Okay, you're just going to take a nap.
Do you want me to hold your baby?
No.
Okay.
She does not want you right now.
Okay, sorry.
She wants my mama. She wants her mama, so she's a little nervous.
Okay, got it.
She's shy.
Okay, so your first question that everybody is really curious to know is, what's your favorite color?
Blue, pink, and yellow.
Who's your favorite Disney princess?
Oh, dang it. Okay. Aurora's one, Cinderella's one, and Belle.
Okay. Who is Aurora?
You guys should see Ryder's face.
What movie is Aurora in?
You haven't watched it?
I don't. Which one is Aurora?
The pink one.
Do you know who Aurora is?
Yeah, she has a pink dress.
Shut up!
The pink one!
I'm really blanking on who is a Disney princess named Aurora.
This is what you get for having boys.
Yeah, and I haven't watched Disney movies in so long.
Ryder. I feel like that's so old. Like, that movie's so classic and old. It's been around for, like, years, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know where your aunt's been. She's been...
Oh, wow!
She's been out of touch, but that's okay. Everybody...
You know what, Ryder? I think we just need to have a auntie and niece day, and we can watch some classic movies, because... I can't do it with the boys.
Yeah.
Do you know Snow White?
Yes, I know Snow
do
White.
Do you know Snow White?
You should see the way she's looking at me, like, please don't fail me.
Do you know Snow White? Okay, right now, these questions were a little tougher. Are you ready for a little tougher questions?
Yes.
Okay, everybody wants to know, can you describe to us how it feels to be a big sister?
The queen bee in the house.
That's not the answer I was expecting.
I feel like the queen, so I can boss them around.
Okay.
Okay.
What other feelings comes up?
What is your favorite thing about being a big sister?
Bossing the oldest ones around, like, boss, go get me some apple juice, boss. What?
Y'all, and boss will really be like, Okay, Ryder,
I'm getting it.
Mom, help me. Ryder wants some apple juice. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. So Ryder, what else? Besides bossing them around, what do you like about being a sister?
Happy.
It makes you feel happy?
Yeah.
Don't do that, okay?
Thanks. But some, moments are hard.
Some moments are hard. I understand that.
Yeah, when Mila whacked me in the face with her pillow.
Mm. Did you whack her back?
No.
Oh.
Was she trying to have a pillow fight?
I know.
No.
Oh. No?
No. She's like, no.
I know.
I was in the bathroom when I was getting out. She just whacked me in the pillow randomly.
Oh, wow.
She was trying to have some fun, it sounds.
Yeah.
No, she literally on purpose whacked me and then ran.
But it's like, I'm telling you, this was not a game. This was not a joke.
I did not take it as a good moment.
Okay, so being a sister sometimes has hard moments.
Yes.
I agree. I completely understand. I have a sister.
Yes.
And being a mom with all of my kids. Around 102,052.
Wait.
That's how many children you have?
Who has 102,052 kids?
Me.
Oh.
My toys.
Your toys. Okay.
Around 2,052,100.
Do they all have names?
No.
Okay.
Some are nameless.
Some are nameless. That's smart.
That was the realest answer.
That's really smart.
Only the extra, extra special ones, like Marshmallow.
Marshmallow definitely has a name.
Marshmallow.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, what's the next hard question?
The next hard question is, everyone wants to know, do you like your school?
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Yes, I love it.
You love school?
Yes.
What's your favorite subject?
Math?
Really?
Okay.
I didn't know that.
5 plus 5.
10.
Ooh. 2 plus 2.
4.
Ooh. You're better at math than I am.
I know what 10 plus 2 is.
What is it?
14.
Oh. Let's do that on our hands. 10.
I know what 10 plus,
plus
10 is.
2 20. Is 12, baby. Let's back it up, okay?
Mom, no. I know what 10 plus 10 is.
What's that?
20.
All right.
That is correct.
We got an A minus on this.
Can we get a 10 plus 2 again?
It's 12.
Dang it.
That's okay.
Okay,
Ra. So you like math, you love your school. What are your plans for this summer? What are you doing this summer? Do you know? Sit back because your mic is right here.
Going to Paris or Africa.
Oh, she's still gone there. She's still here.
Okay.
Okay, Cheyenne, can you please tell this story?
Y'all, help. Send help and a GoFundMe to get Ryder to Paris and Africa.
I thought you were planning to take me to Paris.
I am, Ryder.
Oh my gosh.
I am. So, how did this start? I think it
literally
was mom.
Maybe like six yes. months ago.
Months and months ago, my mom.
Oh my God.
Okay, what it is we have cousins that live in Paris. And. Ryder.
No, this is the real
no,
actual.
She was.
I want to see the Eiffel Tower so bad, and I just want to go to Paris so bad and eat buttery croissants with
and eat
tea.
Croissant.
In one of the restaurants in the Eiffel Tower.
Okay.
I'm going to take a picture on the outside of the Eiffel Tower.
I'll okay. take you to Paris, Ryder.
Ryder and my mom talked what about this.
A sponsor.
Almost half a year ago, during the school year, my mom calls me and goes, Shy, we have to get Ryder to Paris this summer. And I'm like, Margaret, leave me alone, okay? Yeah. I have a million and one things going on, a million and two things that I'm paying for right now, and you're telling me that I need to get my five-year-old to Paris so that she can eat buttery croissants and take a picture outside the Eiffel Tower.
But the conversation started because mom was telling Ryder about one of our trips when we were
when
little
When we
girls.
Went to Paris.
We did like a Europe-Africa trip, yes. And Ryder was like, oh, so
I'm gonna
go to Europe and Africa too.
So Ryder calls me and tells me I want to go to Paris this summer and I want to go to Africa. And I'm just looking at my mom.
I want to go to Africa, Paris. Only Paris.
Just Paris this summer?
Yeah, that's Paris.
And then Africa next summer?
I'm planning a trip to Africa next summer.
Okay.
Okay? We could do next summer for Africa. This summer.
We have to get her to Paris.
And New York.
And New York. Well, we can have a layover in New York. And then fly from New York to Heathrow or like.
But
New
this
York
is how deep the Paris conversation got.
Oh, yeah.
Her dad calls me and goes, Ryder's going to Paris this summer? And I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, Ryder told me that she's going to Paris this summer with your mom and you. And there's a whole trip planned. And I'm like, yes.
She also told
yes,
her,
I'm figuring it out.
Her teacher and peers at school.
Yeah, everybody. She's told everybody. So. I need to figure out how to get my kid to Paris this summer.
It's easy peasy. That's book a hotel,
mm-hmm.
book a flight.
Mm-hmm.
I have a house we could go stay at, Ryder.
What about the money that it takes to book the flight and the hotel and stuff?
Ryder.
We have a lot.
Girl, pray for flights. So
pray for me. Don't pray for flights.
One of my best friends lives in Paris. So I'm like, Ryder, we have a place to stay.
So mama doesn't have to pay money?
Well, we got to get flights.
No, we still have to pay money.
Flights.
We need to see what the airfare is like. Let's see what the airfare is like. And we'll see.
What's the airfare?
So
the plane.
Besides Paris, Ryder, what are the other things that you have planned for summer?
Yeah, you actually do have summer plans.
Yeah.
And you just came back from a trip.
You literally just got off the plane from Jamaica.
Like 2 days ago, not even.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So, Ryder, if somebody asked you, what are three words that describe you, what would you tell them?
Curious.
Okay.
Happy.
Okay.
Lovable and colorful. Cuddles.
Cuddly?
Cuddly.
Wow, I like those words. What are three...
And sweet and kind.
Okay, that's a lot of words. What are three words that describe your dad?
Oh, dang it. Crazy.
I agree.
Yes, let's see.
Okay, next one.
Silly.
I agree. Crazy, silly. Okay, what's the third word?
I don't know, actually. It's not like cake, only ice cream.
He has a sweet tooth.
But not a cake sweet tooth. Ice cream.
Okay, he likes ice cream.
More than
so crazy, silly, and ice cream. I hope you heard that, Corey. That's how your daughter describes you. Okay, what are three words that you would describe mommy with?
Yeah.
Oh, mama. Sweet.
I agree.
Kind.
I agree.
And snuggly.
Aww.
She's cuddles, you're snuggles.
Yeah.
Wait, do I even want to know? What are three words you would describe me, Ryder?
Oh. Not the head down. She said, oh, this is tough. Come on, what are three words to describe your aunt?
Chill, yoga, mindful.
I'm gonna cry.
Oh my god, that's so nice. That's
Thank
not
you,
the three words I would use to describe her.
What?
I would say nice. Mindful is a good one.
I thought mindful.
I think mindful is right. And then I would give Auntie Butterfly.
She's not. Is a butterfly?
She has a butterfly spirit.
I've been a butterfly my whole life.
Yeah. And then I would give on to, what's a cool way of saying smart?
Smarty.
Yeah, smarty.
Like the candy smarty.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to describe it.
There's lots of flavors in that smart. You don't know what you're going
to
get.
Okay, I have two more people for you to describe. How would you, what three words would you give Taylor?
Oh, dang it.
This whole dang it thing is like, I don't know how to feel about it.
Where is there?
Okay. Loves candles.
Loves candles, okay.
Does not let daddy tackle me and Mila for fun.
That's
protective.
Good to know. Yes. Protective.
And, okay. That's. Loves baking.
She likes to cook. She likes to bake.
Yes. You, like, if I get a cookbook from my school library, I have ballet class every Friday. I don't know. I had something on my card.
Okay.
Right.
When I'm waiting for my class, maybe if I get early in my ballet class, I'll look in the cookbook.
Okay, there we go.
And then I'll say, Daddy, I want to make this. And then Taylor gets the ingredients, and then we make it.
I love that.
Yeah, that sounds very nice and caring.
It does. So what are three words that you would use to describe Zachy?
Oh, Zachy, wacky. Oh, chill.
Chill.
Loves cleaning.
Yes. Loves cleaning. What else would you say to describe him?
Grumpy.
So he's a chill, grumpy, and loves to clean.
Yes, and cook.
And cook?
He's not a lover, but he's like cooking this much, I feel like.
He doesn't love cooking, but he likes to cook it a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
So you know Father's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
Like this weekend.
Oh.
Okay. What would you like to get your father and fatherly figure?
I don't have enough money. A Lamborghini, a yellow one.
You want to get your dad a Lamborghini?
That's what he wants.
We can get him a little toy car Lamborghini and say maybe one day you could buy him a real one when you're, like, older.
I'm crying inside.
I don't know.
This is too much.
Okay, well,
I've been hearing about this yellow Lamborghini
for years.
Years now. So, like, Corey, when she said,
release I don't have the pressure enough money. Off of Ryder to get for this Lamborghini because she genuinely wants to get you one.
A yellow Lamborghini. Like, the day this girl turns 18 and, like, her Coogan account is released.
That better not be what she goes to buy.
We got to put like a hole. We got to, how do we do like a,
I don't know.
This is not yellow Lamborghini money.
I don't know what I should get for him.
Okay, well, how about this? This episode airs on Monday. So why don't you tell him a nice message and he can listen to it?
He's the best father in the whole entire world that I ever had.
Oh, I really like that.
Okay, moving on to the next hard question.
Oh, moving on to the next hard question.
Just because Grandma loves you oh so much and her feelings would be oh so hurt if she did not hear how you would describe her, can you please describe Grandma?
Oh, my. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Always gives me treats and cuddly. Totally 100% cuddly.
100% cuddly. How?
Am I cuddly?
Now you're trying to look approachable.
Not that much. You never usually cuddle with me.
Oh.
Girl, we were glued to each other.
like we just cuddled the other night.
like to the point where when I woke up, we were still cuddled.
We weren't.
Yeah.
I was separated.
Well, yeah, I got out of bed before you. But it's okay. I'm cuddly. I know I have a hard exterior at times, but I'm very cuddly.
Who cuddles the most?
Garden. You or Kyle?
No, between me and Grandma, I already know the answer.
Oh.
Grandma.
Yeah, definitely Grandma. It's okay, Rye. It doesn't hurt your mom's feelings.
I have to say.
I don't know. I'm just going to put it
out
there.
I don't want to break any of your guys' hearts, both, equally.
Okay.
You're so kind.
I like this question, Rye. It says, what would be a perfect day for Ryder? So describe your perfect day from the moment that you wake up.
Wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Mama makes me probably 2-3 pieces of sausage.
Okay.
Details.
2 pieces of cinnamon rolls with extra frosting.
Okay.
Both of them.
Okay.
Not after. And then I take a nice shower and bath.
Mm-hmm.
Get into my robe. Get my nails done.
Okay.
Go shopping and get boba. And then get my nails done.
Again?
What? Oh, I already said that?
Yeah.
Oh, not again.
Okay.
And then I get some clothes on, some pretty, pretty outfit.
Uh-huh.
Go to the hair salon, get my hair done.
I'm feeling this day.
Some jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to be invited to the
and then put some perfume on me.
Okay. There.
And then daddy daughter date. What's that? With
I need this day to happen in Paris.
Wait, keep going. I'm trying to follow the rest of the day. You lost me.
Yeah, wait. When did
you got all dressed up.
And then what happened with your dad and Zach?
What the
I put in perfume and then I go on a daddy date.
You go on a daddy date.
Aww. With Zach.
With Zachy. Okay. Should we make this day happen?
I don't know.
I think so.
Let me talk to Zach about it.
Oh, my.
I think that sounds like a nice day.
I think so, too.
Okay.
Let's make sure that Zach gets this message, okay?
Okay.
Okay. That's a perfect day for me, too. I would like to do all those things and go on a date with Zach.
Zach? I'm gonna make sure you get that message.
Okay, Ryder. I've gotten this question at least 10 times. Everybody wants to know, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, yeah. Dang it. That's a lot of stuff.
Let's hear them.
Cheerleader.
Okay.
Actor.
Okay.
Dancer.
All right.
Singer.
Uh-huh.
Movie star. Well, I already am a movie star.
Heard, sister.
Be like my mommy.
Yep.
Be like my grandma.
Yep.
Be like my auntie.
Yep.
Be like my dad, but not eating random stuff.
I love these answers.
So a healthier version of your dad, okay?
And be me. That's 10 things.
Those are all beautiful things to be.
So you're going to be an entertainer, and then you're going to be motherly, entrepreneurial, eclectic, a challenge warrior.
And healthy.
And healthy. And most of all, you. I like that.
Somebody asked, what's your favorite drink from Starbucks?
Oh, okay. Vanilla bean.
Vanilla bean.
Yesterday, the Starbucks came to the house, and Cheyenne was like, don't let Ace see the cake pops. And I literally, like, grabbed the drinks from outside, and I turn around, and I don't know where he comes from, but he's like, Starbucks! Starbucks!
My kids have known Starbucks since they were babies. It's so bad.
Like, the brand recognition of Starbucks in our household is honestly out of control.
I feel like I make Starbucks rich.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's going to get done and it's going to look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
All right, Ryder, that's a lot of the questions. You answered a ton of them. Do you have any questions that you want your aunt and I to answer?
Oh, yeah. Do you have questions for us?
I don't. Oh, now I know this question, I feel like.
Okay.
Do you like Guardians of the Galaxy at Disneyland?
I do not.
You break my heart. That's my literally, that's my top favorite ride.
I'm so
first
sorry.
Ever favorite ride.
I'm so sorry. That's why your dad takes you to Disneyland and I don't.
Ryder, you've been to Disneyland a lot.
Yeah.
That's their stuff. Like, they really like to do that stuff.
Yeah, I actually think it's really cool. What is your favorite part about Disneyland?
I'll say color.
Colors?
The colors? Okay.
No. Do you know this? I think we have seen it at Disneyland.
What is it?
The color show, like with all the colors, with the water, they make like.
Oh
stuff.
Yeah! We saw that in Florida.
Oh yeah, I went. I did it with my dad too.
Oh okay. So, Bridie, I'm really happy that you came. Those are all the questions that everybody asked for you. So now we're going to get an update from your aunt. So let me tell you what happened. Last week we did a podcast episode, and it was about dating. You know what it is to date?
Yes.
What is it to date?
Okay, so it's when you like a person and you say, hey, can I have a date with you?
Exactly. So we were...
And then you get ready and blah, 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 and then maybe go on a canoe, maybe kiss.
Maybe
to go to dinner and kiss.
Uh-huh.
Maybe eat pasta together, and then the pasta goes together, and you kiss.
All right.
She's like,
so you're kissing at some point.
You do an activity, and then you kiss.
That's basically what, yeah, that's a
that
great.
That is a date.
That's great.
For adults.
Yes. So we're talking about your aunt's adult dating life last week on our podcast episode, and I just want to say the feedback from it was phenomenal. You guys are freaking hilarious. I watched the episode again, and I was still just as confused as when we filmed it. After I watched it, I was still confused. But I think it was great. I just want to know, Kyle, I feel like we all are dying to know what happened after it aired. Because people message me like, are any of the rostermen gonna listen, and did she get in trouble, and we need to know.
Okay, so though it's crazy, we recorded that podcast, and then later on that night I was on the phone with my friend and we were having this conversation, and at that moment I was like, damn.
Your friend, or you were on the phone with Tractor Man?
I was on the phone with Tractor Man.
Okay, well, give us some context clues.
I was on the phone with Tractor Man.
Tractor Man is this man that she's on it, going on dates with. Canoes and pasta and the kissing
but,
and stuff. Huh. Oh. Messier and her don't date.
Messier and I don't date, Ryder.
She said,
whoa.
We're learning new things today about your aunt. It's okay. Keep going. So
are you cheating on Messier?
No, Messier and I are not in a relationship.
I don't know how that works.
So you know how,
I don't know how that works.
You know how mommy and your daddy, they came together and they had you, and you were the light of their eye, but they are not in a relationship.
Yeah, but she's with Zach.
Yes.
So yeah, but I had to date.
She had to date, to get to Zach.
To get to Zach. So now
I am
she's
with
dating.
Tractor Man.
Auntie, who's Tractor Man? Is it a boy that works at a farm and he goes at a tractor all day long?
Yeah. You're actually correct.
I don't get it.
And neither
He's
did
not
we.
On a farm all day long, but
let Auntie finish her tractor man story.
So
don't do that, Ray.
I was like, we had this conversation. Everything in me was like, damn, I need to tell Tractor Man what happened, just so that he's not like blindsided.
Does he normally listen to the podcast, or you just don't know?
I don't know, but he does have my social media, and he is aware of the podcast.
Uh-huh.
So, and he's also like, he's. I'm going to say this, but I feel weird saying this. Like, he's into me. So he's, like, looking, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So.
Which is normal.
Yes.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to tell him over the weekend. And it just didn't happen. Just didn't happen.
Wait, you didn't tell him?
I didn't tell him. So Monday morning.
Hold on. So the whole point of you telling us that you guys were on the phone after the episode, I thought you were going to say, like, I told him about the episode.
No, we had this conversation, and, like, everything that he said, like, I was like, I need to tell him. I need to tell him.
Okay.
And then I felt like, but then I felt like, you know.
Then you fell asleep, and then.
ADHD.
And then you didn't tell him.
And then, like, la-di-da-di-da, life goes on. And then Monday morning, he was like, woman, like, I see why you've been skeptical. And I was like, what? And then he was like, Tractor Man. And I was like, I forgot to say something. Like, I melted in myself for a second. And long story short.
Do you have a question?
Do you have a question, Ryder?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Who is Tractor Man?
Yeah, Kyle, who is Tractor Man?
Tractor Man is someone who Auntie is really into right now. And
she's
is,
dating. She's
I'm
going
dating.
On a date.
Yes. Ah! I'm getting to know someone, and he is getting to know me. And
but she's not kissing. You know how, like, all your dates described kissing at the end?
Yeah, you're supposed to kiss on a date.
No, not necessarily. That's, like, just for the movies.
Yeah.
You
will not be
will
kissing
not be kissing on dates.
I kissed my daddy on a date.
That's nice.
Like, that's your.
That's appropriate.
Yes,
but okay. That's where it stops. Okay,
all right. It stops, so I never ever get married.
You don't kiss until you get married.
Yeah, remember when?
So it stops kissing. So I can't kiss you, Kyle, anyone.
Okay. No,
we're overthinking this now.
That's fine. You can't kiss, like, boys that are your age.
So I can't kiss.
Or older.
Kiss daddy.
You can kiss your dad. He's older. I'm saying you can't kiss, like, your peers. You can't kiss the boys in your class.
What about Elijah? He's not in my class.
Bro!
Oh, my God.
He's in the classroom next to you.
Ryder, no, he's not.
No kissing boys.
He's
period.
In the classroom two doors down, Ryder. Don't kiss that little boy.
No.
Ryder.
What do you mean, no?
Are you kissing boys?
No.
So why are we talking about this?
I kiss boys.
Well, that's your
cheek.
Cousin. You kissed your cousin on his cheek. Bro. That is appropriate. This kissing stuff is making me.
He kissed me on the hand.
Okay.
Because yes. You're like, I'm a lady.
Yeah, because you probably told him that's where he had to kiss you.
Kiss my hand. I'm the queen.
Exactly.
Kiss my hand. I'm a lady.
That's what you do until you're 21. You just tell boys, kiss my hand. I'm a lady. Yeah, all right.
She said anyways.
So on Monday, he hit you up.
Yeah,
he said,
so we had a moment where he was like, just send me the ring back. And I was like, I'm dying.
What ring?
Tractor Man gave her a ring on a date with an oath. You know
what
an oath is?
No.
It's like somebody making a promise that they'll be with you forever.
I told this story to one of my best friends, and she was like, was this a blood oath? I was like,
what?
I was like, no, girl. She's like, I just had to check. Like,
so he gave Auntie a ring, and he said, let's be together, or let's
get married and have a child. What the? She already has two childs.
I don't think he said anything about having kids. I think he just said, let's just be committed. That's all.
So marry and kiss at the end of true love.
Why are
kisses?
We stuck on kissing?
Kiss. Yeah. Look, the top of my lip.
It was a little wet.
Since those lips, since your lips are big.
Okay.
Oh wow.
So anyways, he asked for the ring back.
So it was like he felt like I lied, because we had a discussion about. He was like, you know. I had to let some people go.
Did we not talk about this last week where I said this has now become exclusive in Tractor Man's eyes?
Yes.
Is it exclusive in yours?
I had to have like some like, which is really weird because I was like, there are people who I don't even consider like being like this roster, but they're the roster.
Okay.
And so what it is, I don't see these people in person, you know?
Okay.
So I'm like, you don't really count if we don't see each other. Like,
right.
Conversation is one thing, but actually allowing you into my space is something different.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I had to have some conversations that I thought was, I had to like, I was kind of mature about rather than
so
just
wait,
like ghosting people.
Did you drop some people? Because.
Yeah, I let some people know like, hey, like I'm seeing someone. I know this is how you feel about me, but like this is, I can't continue this in the same like. Manner.
Are you telling me that you and Tractor Man are exclusive?
You look like a creepy doll with those eyes.
We're seeing each other. Yeah.
When?
Yeah, when? Me and Ryder have so many
questions.
I'll
actually see him today.
Where?
Where?
So he's done with school later, and uh-huh. We have plans for later on.
What are you guys doing later?
We're going to the movies and go to dinner.
Oh, yeah.
So romantic. Oh, I'm done.
Oh, my God.
You know,
Ryder, the other day we went on a walk. We were at this park, right, and it was late. It was dark. And it was like there was this sign. It was kind of crazy because, like, in the park there were, like, skunks in the park. It was, like, it was nice. I was like, oh, look at the skunks. Like, I was not happy to be out in nature. And then at one point, we were reading the sign, and then there was, like, these, like, big bushes and trees, and a coyote came out.
What?
And he was like, like, go back. And the coyote, like, retreated. And I was like, y'all, I felt like I was, like, in a movie scene for a second where it was, like, these animals and, like.
What movie is that? Snow White?
Snow White where a coyote attacked her?
No, there was no attacking. It was just, like.
Kyolyn, I'm just going to say one thing.
Did you take a picture of the coyote?
I hope she did not have enough time to take the picture
of
the coyote.
Did not take a picture of the coyote.
I just think you should take it slow.
I'm taking it slow.
What are you doing today? Slow. What movie are you seeing?
I want to see Transformers.
Can you take me?
You can't go on her date with Tractor Man.
Yeah, you cannot go on my
take
date.
Take me to the movie theater.
Yes. Actually, you're going to your dad's house because it's Friday. You go to your dad's house on Friday. Go, daddy. Go,
what
daddy.
Am I gonna
go,
do
daddy, daddy.
Kids world today.
Girl, live
that's
up anything you
want
to do because you're going to your dad's house. Give him a list of things
you want
to do.
What else do you want to do, Ryder? I know you mentioned Color Me Mine.
No, that's my reminder to go pick up something that she made at Color Me Mine.
Damn.
Today.
Yes.
Today you're doing that. Today you're going to pick it up?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Take me.
Yes, ma'am.
That's our stop before we go to the house.
Technically, you have to ask your aunt because I don't have my car. But God is good. We're going
to
figure it out.
Kyle, we're going to stop at Color Me Mine first to go to, before we go to the house.
Anything for you, Sister Slip?
I have to call Color Me Mine to even see if I can do that. But anyway.
Well,
okay, let us finish the episode, Rye.
Anyways, me and Tractor Man and I are cool.
How did some of the other roster fellas take the ending of something that, I don't know what to even call this? They just said, okay. Was anybody like, no, don't go?
One was like, I'm confused.
Are you breaking up with me before we got together?
And I was like, why are you confused?
Uh-huh.
Like, we haven't met in person. Like,
oh.
Yeah, like.
I think sometimes people just like having somebody to talk to.
Yeah, and I, one of them, it was like, we also had a conversation where it was like, there was no, like, this is strictly platonic. Like, I was like, I don't really like you like that, and I don't know what you think about me, but
yeah,
like, yeah, where it was like, oh no, this is actually just friends,
so we can still talk.
I don't even know. Like, right now I'm so like, I ordered new books. I'm taking two certification classes while the boys are gone.
How's it been since the boys are gone?
It's been nice. Like, I'm happy. I committed to 9 weeks of vocal classes.
Are you going to sing us a song at the end?
I am singing a song. So, my grandmother,
us.
I'll sing y'all
on the
song,
podcast.
Maybe.
Us.
We'll see.
Woo. That's like that time we had the comedian girl on.
And she was not like, funny to
tell
us
a joke. Tell us a joke. Was and she's like, I don't have a joke.
No, Cheyenne and I were so confused.
But then I'm also like, are we ignorant? Because
are we like those annoying people who are like,
oh, you tell
you're a comedian? Tell us a joke. Ha, ha, ha.
And
we wanted her to be funnier. And
we just wanted to hear a joke. But I think that was just us being ignorant. That's like,
I don't know. I'm not going to come on somewhere and say, hey, I'm a comedian and not tell a joke.
And not be ready with the joke.
I'm not going to go anywhere and say,
every comedian should have a joke in their back pocket.
Hey, I'm a poet, but I can't tell you a poem.
So that's why I'm saying you're taking nine weeks of singing classes. Are you going to sing us a song?
Yes, at the end of the time, you guys will get a song out of me.
Oh, Lord.
I can't believe I just said that out loud.
Hold her to this, y'all.
Woo!
So you're doing classes. You're taking voice lessons.
Twice a week.
You got some new books.
New books. Tractor Man, I told you this earlier. Cheyenne doesn't know how to feel about this. I'll ask you guys.
Yeah, I think this is weird.
He's like, what are your goals like during this time? One of the things I'm trying to do is get like all my finances and stuff right, because the last few years I've just been all over the place. So on Tuesday, he made an appointment with us with the financial advisor and an investor to like go over stuff.
I don't think it's weird. I just don't know how to feel about it, because is it a financial advisor to sit and talk to you away from Tractor Man, or is it somebody that's talking to the two of you guys about your financial future together? Those are very different scenarios.
I know.
So which scenario is it?
I'll let you know.
Because you don't know?
I'm not telling.
So this is a meeting together to figure out where you guys are going to go financially together. And you're saying you're taking it slow? In what world?
One thing you know about me.
Yes, what? Is what? Let's hear it. Come on.
My sense of time and reality don't always match.
Yeah, Kyle belongs in a house on a reality show where there's no phones, there's no TVs or anything, because in those houses, you fall for somebody within a week because your sense of time is so messed up and you don't have anything else going on around you. But you learn so much about that person within like 3 days, and then that's how you see these dating shows and you're like, how long have you guys been talking? And it's like a week and it feels like forever. That's how I'm looking at you right now.
You should see the way Ryder just looked at me. Behind Marshmallow.
I can't be the only one who thinks that this financial meeting is...
I'll give you an update on Tuesday. I'll call you right after. The thing is, no papers have been signed.
Wait, papers for what?
Nothing has happened.
What kind of papers
I'm just like, we're just seeing what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. Ryder, can you do me a favor? Can you pray for your aunt? Can you do a prayer really fast for your aunt?
I appreciate all the prayers. The prayers.
I don't know.
Let's do it.
What do you mean you don't know?
You are a God-fearing child.
You are the prayer queen.
Pray for Kyle. Do a good prayer. No, out loud.
Come on, Ra. Pray for my love, happiness, joy.
No. Are you praying for her in your head?
Yes.
You can't do it out loud?
My life of agriculture and aviation coming together.
Okay, we're going to continue this prayer for Kyle. Okay.
Oh, and just pray that my classes go well.
Kyle.
I'm literally trying to take...
I think that's good.
It would be like a three-month program in a matter of a month and a half. But that's just because I have open time.
Yeah.
So I'm
And I think that's where your focus should be.
And that's where my focus is.
Are you ready to... Do you want to say something? Okay, what's up?
Who's going to take me to see the new Transformers?
Oh, she's worried about the movie date that she's not invited on. I'm sure your dad will take you, right?
Dad and Taylor do not go.
Then we can go.
I will take you next week, okay?
Next week.
Yeah.
Okay, Ryder, the way that...
next week at summer camp.
No, on Friday.
Well, one of your off days.
One of those off days we can go.
Yeah, I need to know what your schedule is, too, because I'm trying to get Ryder some voice lessons and some her violin lessons in the summer also.
Ryder's schedule this summer is...
A lot.
A lot. And Ace's schedule is... A lot, because he's starting to do classes. He's doing my gym classes. He's taking a music class and swim lessons.
Aww.
Ryder has summer camp, reading camp, swim lessons, dance camp.
And I don't have dance camp.
Gymnastic
Dad's
camp.
Dad's doing the trip, and like it's like today.
Oh.
You're going on another trip?
She's going to Michigan.
You hear me? You're going on another trip and you're trying to get in Paris?
Stays going on a trip.
Like, when would we even plan this Paris trip around your schedule in the first place?
She don't know. But we're going to make it happen some form or another.
Yeah.
Ryder, the way that we end our podcast is we either tell them something crazy that happened that week.
Bless you. Bless.
Or we give advice. So you can either tell a crazy thing that happened to you this week, or you can give somebody just advice. Like, advice means, like...
I feel like I don't know what advice is. Is by not it.
So, like, for me, I'm dating right now, and I may be moving at rapid speed in some places, but I'm also like, slow down.
What was the thing that you said again?
So you can either tell them something crazy that happened to you this past week, or you can give them some advice. Like, be kind to everybody. Okay, what are you going to say?
This week was my first time jet skiing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was wild.
It was wild?
Yes, but it was wild.
So what happened?
Yeah,
describe
tell us about
it to
it.
Us.
Where were you?
In Jamaica. Jamaica.
And who did you go jet skiing with?
Zachy.
Was Zach driving it or were you driving it?
Zach was.
Were you sitting in the front or in the back?
Sprite.
In the front? Yeah. Were you guys out in the ocean?
Yes.
Was it scary?
No.
Was it fast or slow?
Fast.
They were going so fast.
What were you guys making any shapes? What were you guys doing?
Donuts. Donuts.
Was that the highlight of your Jamaica trip? One of them?
I'll tell you. What's the real highlight, Mom?
I don't know. Tell me.
I know the perfect highlight.
Okay.
So the first night.
Okay, sit down.
The first night was whose birthday was it? You remember what Ashley called
What?
Her mom got a fire breathing. A
performer?
Yeah, and he like eats fire.
Mm-hmm.
He does a bunch of tricks with fire.
He
ate dinner with us.
He didn't eat dinner with us, but
no, he ate the
fire at the dinner
with y'all.
Yes, it was very
interesting. He put it on his head,
and then he took his shirt off, and we were like, "Keep it PG, Mister." He did that thing with his belly, remember?
Yeah, and he like put the fire on his belly and made a line, and right here made a line too, and on the other one.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely a WTF moment.
And that sounds intense.
Yeah, and then he put, I swear it was gas, like gasoline, in his mouth and was like shooting the gas out in the fire, and he looked like a man dragon. And Ashley and I were like, is that gas? And the guy next to us, who was, I guess, his
something
helper,
flammable?
Was like, no, it's not gas. It's, what do you call it? Kerosene?
Yeah.
And we're like
that. Isn't that also flammable?
So, yes. It was definitely one of the stranger things that I've seen up close and personal that
it's gas. Like,
I just could not imagine how
so
this was safe
the gas?
How do you even figure these things
legal
out?
Or any of these things. He was literally putting the fire like on his stomach and like rubbing it around, and we were like, what's happening?
Is there a protective layer on you?
Y'all, it was
strange. He was putting it like on his hand.
Yeah, and like licking it. licking the fire.
Oh.
Yeah, it was different.
Putting it in his mouth?
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is
But yes, that is that was one of Ryder's highlights this week.
Mom, you put that on the YouTube channel, the baby fish?
I'm going to put that on the YouTube channel. So, I don't really have... Oh, yeah, my random WTF, and I really want somebody to help me figure this out. It's not really WTF, but it was definitely like a what-the-heck moment. We were in Jamaica for the past few days celebrating one of Ryder's friend's birthdays. And everybody on the trip... Okay, don't do that. Thank you. Everybody on the trip got ate up by mosquitoes. Every single person had over 20 bites, scratching... Crying about scratching to the point where they start bleeding, like going in. And then everyone's looking at me like, do you need the cream? And I'm like, no. I did not get one bite. Not one. And everybody else there got so many bites. Can someone tell me why?
I got 9.
I wonder if it's your blood type.
I just want to know why they don't like me. And it's always been like this.
Yeah, they've never liked me. I used
to
have to take acidophilus for when we would travel because, like, the mosquitoes would eat me up. But they would not eat Cheyenne. And we have different blood types.
So I just want to know if I'm, like, a vampire or if I'm just going to, like, live forever or something.
Vampire, how old are you?
Who knows about blood types? Can somebody, give us a rundown on the different types of blood types and, like, where
why the mosquitoes
from,
don't want to eat me?
Yeah.
Not like I'm complaining, but I'm just genuinely curious of why.
Poppin'.
Yeah. All right, Kyle, what is your WTF for advice this week? We're dying to hear from you.
I don't have any WTFs, except my babies are gone, and I do miss my kids. But it's also been nice. I've just kind of been like, what is it? I came out to Cheyenne's house earlier this week. They were out of town, and I just kind of haven't left yet. I'm like, I have my computer. Like, I actually had some clothes with me this time.
She has her own room.
Like, I have my own room. I'm like, normally when I'm at Cheyenne's house, I'm up early with, like, Isabel and Ace. It's been nice hearing Isabel and Ace up, and I'm like, I have no responsibility right now. Like, I've been able to still do my work. Got to spend time with Ryder, which I really, really love because she was gone for a few weeks with her dad. And then she was out of town. So, I don't really have any WTFs in that sense. In terms of advice, I had like a really cathartic, like really good moment the other day. I was with one of my best friends, stayed at her house for a night, and basically, I don't know if I should say this.
Spell it.
We had some, like, psilocybin, like, chocolate, like, mushrooms.
I would have loved to hear you spell psilocybin and me try to figure out what you were saying. But, yeah, okay.
And, like, I ripped a B-O-N-G for, like, hours on end that day.
Oh, so you guys were just extra in the sky.
We were great. Uh-huh. It was a really good day. It was very cathartic. Like, there were laughs, tears, a lot of emotions were unpacked.
It was magical.
It was, there was a lot of purging. But it was a great day, and I really needed it. And, like, the next day I felt heavy. In a sense that, like, I wasn't heavy with emotion. It was more so, like, I felt rooted. I felt grounded.
Okay.
But then, like, I just need to drink some water. As I drank some water, I was like, oh, wow, like, I'm back. I feel good. I feel light. I had my first voice lesson that day, which I haven't sang in a long time. And I was really nervous. And it actually went well. So it was just, I'm really looking forward to this time. Like, I feel weird saying this, but, like, I've missed myself, and I feel like I'm getting back to myself. Like, it's been a journey. It's been a long time coming, but, like, I'm starting to really kind of see it, feel it, and I'm stepping into myself.
I think that's great.
So, yeah.
And I think it only feels weird for you to say those things or to be, like,
because I'm so happy is because and aware of it at times.
Right. And I think you just feel a little mom shame or mom guilt or whatever because your boys aren't here. So to me, I feel like you are hesitant to talk about all the fun things you're doing because you're like, my kids aren't here. But it's like that weird, like, you're still a mom. You still miss them, but you're still allowed to do.
I haven't had a break in 5 years and, like, I need to water myself, you know?
Oh, we're back to the gardening.
Yeah, sorry. I'm watering myself. And I'm letting my creative outlets happen. Like, yeah, I'm just learning. This is another season of learning for me. So just expanding, like, my knowledge is kind of, like, where I am. So I guess my advice would be if you are healing, if you are mindful of your journey, like, stay on it. It is a constant. It's a continuum. It's something that is never going to go away. There's always going to be layers of it. And just know that you can handle those layers. You're equipped. And, like, after a while, you'll see your progress. You know, you'll see, like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I think that's great. I'm proud of you, and I'm happy to see what you get done this month that you don't have the boys.
But I don't think I feel guilty.
Now can I talk?
I don't.
Yes,
oh,
Ryder. What
no,
do you have
Ryder,
to say?
Go for it. Crickets.
Oh, dang it. I forgot.
Oh, dang
oh, Lord.
All right. Well, we're
okay,
gonna...
no. I have advice.
Okay, what's your advice?
Okay. Always be nice to your people.
Yes.
Okay. That's great advice. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in this week. Thank you to our special guest, Ryder, for coming on to the Think Loud Crew podcast.
And
Marshmallow was
Thank
not going to leave her out.
For being so supportive and yes. getting over your shyness.
Yes. We appreciate you coming on, and I'm sure you'll be back soon one day. Maybe we can have Parker and Boz mm-hmm. and everybody on together. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so don't forget to follow us at Think Loud Crew on Instagram and on YouTube. Like, comment, and subscribe. I've been loving all of your comments. And you guys can follow me. At Dave. Shy Not Shy. Now you can
check out the Davis channel.
Aww. On YouTube.
On YouTube.
And tell them to follow you at That's Ryder K.
Make sure to follow me on That's Ryder K.
Good job.
And you can find me
on Instagram.
I love her. And you can find me at R. Kyle Lynn. And thank you guys for reaching out. For your continued support and tuning in. And Cheyenne ran into a woman in Jamaica.
Oh, shit.
I wanted her to tell this story so bad. Hold on, y'all.
That was my WTF.
Yes.
We're walking out of the airport. This lady, like, is in her car, rolls down the window, starts screaming at me, and is like, there better be an episode up on Monday. And I'm like, is she talking to me? And then I'm like, oh, my God, she's talking about the podcast. So then I was, like, screaming back, like, there is an episode up. She was basically like, your ass is in Jamaica, but are we still getting an episode? I explained, we're getting an episode. And she said, you need to have your dad back on. He's more interesting than all three of you guys combined. And I was just, like, thanks. Wheeling my luggage, like, thanks. It was literally hilarious. But
I was there.
Shout out to you. And you got your episode last week, and we're back in town, so.
We tried getting my dad on here today.
We really did try to get him on just because of you.
He agreed, and then he was like, actually.
He agreed, and then he said, just kidding, I'm going to Vegas.
I'm going to Vegas, and you won't see me on Father's Day.
Yeah,
either.
So. Whatever, but I really did try to get him on just so that I can be like, boom, lady in the car, here's my dad. But either way, it's really cool that when.
You were in Jamaica.
In Jamaica, and there was somebody who was actually from Jamaica, I would think.
That's
I mean,
fire.
It wasn't like a tourist. So it just was, it was cool. Either way, if you don't like, think me and Kyle and Shannon are interesting.
Hola.
But you still listen to our podcast, so shout out to you. Yeah.
I just also love it when people say something to us, and it's because of the podcast versus like Teen Mom. So like. People will be like, oh, you look familiar. And I'm like, and they'll be like, oh, I listen to your podcast. And I'm like, yes. Like, I get excited versus, oh, you're Cheyenne's sister or you're Ryder's aunt. And I'm like, I have a name too.
Ryder, how did it feel when people came up to you in the airport?
Did they recognize you guys?
They recognize her.
Yeah, that's something. Like, people would have been like, oh, you're Ryder's aunt. And I'm like, wow, my
Did
my
you
nieces.
Like it or no?
Yeah.
I love it.
Ryder is like... I love it. All right,
I love
y'all.
It. I love it.
All right, everyone. Tell everybody bye.
Wild.
Say bye.
Bye. She's out.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.